You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the daily music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With your brand new digital broadcast for Thursday, October 13th, 2011. It's been a long time since we did a show. Took some time off. But the shows will be coming out in droves now. Tons of great ones coming up later this month to tell you about. Already have one in the can with the amazing Andy Timmons. We'll be able to hear his guitar work on his new album. Andy Timmons' band plays Sgt. Pepper. That's coming up later in the month on the release date of that long-awaited album. Other big names booked and ready to go. I don't want to say who they are before I record them because that usually jinxes it, and I don't want to do that. Today, though, a very special return to the podcast as we welcome into the studio the Robert Goodman Band. Robert Goodman and guys, say hi, everybody.
Hey, man.
They're all here. Nice. Robert's mic'd up. And Dave's mic'd up, but aside from that, everybody's just going to have to chime in from across the room. So really, thanks a lot for coming down here and doing this in person. This is a real treat. I always love when bands can manage to do this, and you guys are going to play a couple of tunes for us and tell us a little bit about the band. First of all, great time had by everybody at the Fernando Perdomo's Forward Motion Records 1 year anniversary concert. You did a great job out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We really enjoyed playing at Revolution Live. It was awesome. And the charity, Chrissy's House, was a good charity. And Musicians on Call, of course.
Yeah. It was. It helped out some. Helped out a couple of great causes and helped to expose the music in this area. Now, the South Florida music scene, I need to talk to you about it in detail, Robert, because you're right. You're immersed in it. You're one of the acts on Forward Motion Records at the moment, which is a great stable of artists. And what are your feelings personally? Let's just get it out in the open about the local music scene down here. And it's, you know, you're laughing already as you before you answer the question. What's going on there?
I'll just say that we make the scene. So we make the scene we live in. And, you know, South Florida, I'm a native. I was born in West Palm Beach. And it's always been tough down here. You know, we're kind of like at the end of the world when it comes to the country and music. But there's tons and tons of great artists, great musicians. And we're all writing music that's prevalent for today as well. And it is hard, though. It's a hard scene, when particularly in South Florida, where it's all the Latin scene. And, you know, I am part Latin myself, but, you know, we don't do that all the time. You know, some of us are rock and rollers, and we want to, you know, bring an eclectic scene.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if we've even been granted a sound here, because it's not as native of a market as other cities, which is the best word I can come up with. We're a combination, we're a melting pot of a lot of different kinds of people. Therefore, it's hard for the rest of the country to pinpoint, oh yeah, Miami has the XY sound. You know what I mean? I don't know. Am I getting too technical here?
Well, you know, you think Miami Sound Machine.
All right. Well,
so
25 years ago,
still today, they're a big force down there. But you know, we're the different scene. We're the alternate universe of Miami scene.
Right.
So I don't know. There is a lot of good rock and roll and a lot of good just singer songwriters. In fact, you know, it's not even about a whole band sound. Sometimes it's about just that good song that a lot of people are crafting here.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. And you were kind enough to be on the show a few months back, and actually we got a sneak preview of a couple of tunes from your new album that's coming out, but now we're going to hear some of it played live. I mean, talk a little bit about this again. You don't seem to you don't seem to have a lot of revealed about yourself and your beginnings in music on your bios and stuff. It's are you keeping that sort of secret on purpose, or, you know, just to kind of keep the mystery about you? Where did you get your beginnings, and how did you become connected to the piano? Let's start there.
Well, the beginnings were the Beatles, so I'm definitely rooted deeply in that. The piano, I mean, really, I started as a vocalist first since I was six, you know, singing since I was six with the gospel practice. I think we talked about that in April, but I always had a sense of melody. But, you know, we grew up in that certain time of era where music, you know, really meant something. And I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything today, but, you know, the scene that was happening outside was happening in the music. And so you became a part of that, and it actually stimulated you to go out and do something or feel something that was happening in the world. And that's how I got turned on to music. But as far as piano, it's like really wasn't until I was 15 that I started playing the piano. And I didn't play very well at all. I just taught myself the chords.
Right.
It was very easy because it's all black and white. And
Literally
black and white, so it's easy. Well, I reference
that. Ebony and ivory.
Because guitars have frets, and then you have to like kind of memorize half steps other. And it's just right there in front of you. But anyway, Elton John came around, Yellow Brick Road in the 70s, and it was during a dark period in my life where I lost my older brother to a tragic accident. And so I immersed myself with my 8-track and my headphones and just listened to all the melodies and the piano and all the synth layers and the guitars and just the energy. And plus it made me think of my brother. So it was my place to go hide.
You had to be especially attached to Daniel, even though that was before Goodbye Yellow Brick.
Right, and that was exactly it, because my brother went away, actually, to Europe, and really he didn't come back the way he should have.
Wow.
So so that really shaped my whole life. All that, pain has a certain way of making
sure
you
does.
Write music and feel, and, it's a mixed blessing. And but in any case, the piano was there to console me, and the music was there to console me, and eventually, I just started writing music because I wasn't really great at reading the notes. Even though I sang in chamber choirs, I really have a good ear, so I could get away with it. Pretend I was doing it, and I was doing it. But so that's how I taught myself that, and then started playing in rock bands in high school. Aerosmith and Southern rock bands and top 40 bands, and then went off to college and I kept on writing all the time. Whenever I wasn't in a band, I was always in music.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of South Florida in Tampa.
Okay, yeah, and forgive me if any of these questions are repeated from the last time you did the show, because it's like...
Hey, that's all right. It was a great 5-year program.
5-year at USF,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah, USF. Had too much of a good time one semester. And then I went to a music business school in Atlanta and learned the business aspect, but continued to write. I was in a band called the Young Moderns there, and we played around town, a few little college gigs too, and then I came back to South Florida, then moved out to LA, was out there for a while. And
like you do.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I had the hair and all the stuff they had back then, but really it wasn't my music. I'm not Guns N' Roses.
Right.
It just doesn't fit. But I did meet a lot of people. I got a chance to audition for Steve Vai to do like backup work for Whitesnake, which I didn't take the job because I had a development deal on the table and I was working on that where I could come home and work, and I came back here. And of course, as happens a lot in the music business, it all falls apart. So I'm here in South Florida, still writing though, always writing. Always
Meanwhile,
writing.
Driving around hearing Whitesnake on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thinking I could have been off stage and not seen singing, I still wouldn't have been seen,
They played in front of how many people last night?
I know, exactly.
Right.
So, and then I got a couple close hits at SBK and Atlantic Records, but some of those things fell apart too. Like I was supposed to go sing for a guitar player that was going to be some new virtuoso at Atlantic, and the week before I was going up to New York, the guy gets killed in a car accident. So, as all my band members start walking out the door now, it's like
no stigma attached to it, right?
It's like the opposite of Spinal Tap. Right. The singer stays and everyone else is gone, but. And then SBK Records, A&R guy really liked my voice because, I had a pretty good pop voice. I was kind of like George Michaels in a way. He has an excellent voice.
And everybody was making that comparison then.
Yeah,
so
they wanted a good pop singer. And then a new president got to SBK and they fired all the A&R people. So obviously they weren't even going to look at anything that I was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
But I still kept on writing music and eventually found a great group of brother musicians. And... the thing about music is, when you're a kid, you want to be a rock star, but as you get older and you're still creating, you realize that that is success. And we all want to, sell some records, obviously,
right.
And we want to have some licensed music in a movie or a commercial or something to make that monthly check. But, you realize that that's what it's really about. And if not, then you're really not, meant for it. You're just contrived and you're just... I'm going to say greedy. You're just trying to make it for money. And, who
and it's
cares
not going
to
rise
that?
To the top. It never does. I mean, it does maybe for a minute, but that's about it. And people can see right through that now. And You touched upon something earlier when you were, you started to mention how this area, and you guys in particular, that's what I like about your music, is that it touches on what's going on in the world culturally and you know, even financially and politically. You're touching on it. You're exposing it. You're sort of, you know, exposing what's going on in the world sort of like the late 60s and early 70s did.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest problem really is the record business itself. You know, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot because, hey, guys, we're here. But, you know, they have to change their mindset. It can't just be all about money the way it seems to be. I mean, after all, you look out at Wall Street today and there are a bunch of people out there kind of voicing their opinion for once. And maybe it is a beginning of some enlightenment. I just hope it continues to go. And
Yeah. I think once people, we all have more voices and we hear our musicians with their voices speaking about what's going on, I think some changes could happen. But, you know, we're getting a little too serious and a little too political. Let's play some music. We're going to get the Robert Goodman Band playing live here in the studio, all set up, set the scene for everybody. Robert's got his piano in here. We've got Rick on bass.
Tim, of course,
Austin. And Dave on guitar and vocals, all set up in this very, very confined area. And I was apologizing for the amount of room you guys had to play in. And he's going, oh, we rehearse in a space this small all the time.
So Dallas, man.
Nice and intimate. I hope everybody wore their deodorant. Here's the Robert Goodman Band. What are we going to hear?
We're going to do cut off the album called Tears.
This is from the new album called Everything is Beautiful. It's the Robert Goodman Band live in the studio on The Bill Murphy Show.
Climbing to the windows of a mind. There you are, my favorite memory. When we met, the world it was on fire. You became the rain, wash away my pain. Yeah, tears on my shoulder. Tears on my shoulder.
Tears on my shoulder. Tears.
the Robert Goodman Band. And Tears on My Shoulder. It's actually Tears, parentheses, on My Shoulder.
Right, yeah.
To be technical about it, you get these song titles correct. From the new album, is it forthcoming still, or is it out? Okay, it is out.
You get it on CD Baby. You get the physical CD there, or come to our gigs, obviously, if you're in South Florida. Or you can download CD Baby. It's also on iTunes,
okay,
and Amazon and other places.
Now, I can tell you're a deep thinker when you put your music together. You try to have some intelligence, although I think it's this song is a little bit more in the standard love song category, right?
Yeah, it's
compared to the others?
It's missing someone who passed.
Okay. And all right. Well, there's that. And then Everything is Beautiful being the title of the album. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you probably put some thought into that. Is there some hidden meaning there with the album title?
Well, yeah, it is. If you look at the album cover itself, you can tell there's something going on, because you got some guys from Afghanistan, some of our soldiers, and then you have a Buddhist image and us playing the blues and up in the left hand
corner. I almost said sarcastic, so I was wondering whether that was really kind of what you meant.
Right, yeah. So, because obviously everything isn't beautiful, but this song is really about changing your outlook, at least for a day, maybe, just to get a different perspective and stepping outside that box we all live in, that comfortable place, and perhaps then we can change the world or change our own world, which, of course, obviously radiates to everyone else around
right,
you.
Right, right.
And so you just got to sometimes, as much as we're living in a big pile, sometimes you got to look at the beautiful things. You have to.
Yeah.
And there's plenty to find. Part
of your point is that we seem to forget what's beautiful with everything else that's going on. And you're like, hey, you know, look 5 feet away from you. There's something really, really beautiful.
Awesome.
Right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to hear a little bit from these other guys in the band and find out, because, you know, I guess being that this is like what I did like to consider a show, you know, about musicians, by musicians, for musicians. You know, there's a lot of people in the business that you're in that are listening, and there's a lot of people that would like to be in the business you're in that are listening. They'd like to hear, is this a situation where, and I mean, are you guys considered a band that are doing this full time, or are there day jobs involved?
There's definitely day jobs involved.
When I say that, I'm speaking on behalf of like 85-90% of every band out there that you hear. Even
right.
Bands that you know are semi-successful and play semi-regularly, they, you know, everybody's got to pay the bills. So
right. And even a lot of the successful ones, or that used to be really successful, are having a hard time. So,
yeah. I'm not kidding.
So, I mean, they're on TV with their licensed music and things like that.
Well, I don't know if you want to speak for everybody here, or pass the mic around.
We're gonna talk to Rick Shepherd right here. He's the bass player. He's been with me for over 10 years.
So, Rick, what is it? How do you keep yourself occupied when you're not rehearsing and playing gigs with this guy?
Well, I got a family. I got a 1.5-year-old boy.
Oh, good. All right. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I got another one on the way. I got a girl on the way. And I actually do a lot of
I can tell his days are numbered in the band.
Actually, my wife used to be in the band. Stephanie used to be in the band.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yeah, but that, you know, somebody's got to stay home and take care of the kid, unfortunately.
So all right.
We drew straws and she lost. But I also I'm a partner in a software company that does investigation management software. So.
All right.
But I hooked up with Robert about 10 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is so prolific. I mean, he just writes it. He's just constantly writing songs, and they get better and better.
You know, I really envy guys like that, because, you know, I really don't like the way I write. I wouldn't say I'm not a writer, but I just everything I write I'm not happy with, and I just can't relate to those minds like Robert's, that where it's just, okay, I'm creating something else, and here it goes, and you're fine with that. There's a lot of self-confidence you got to have to be able to see something like that all the way through, you know.
Yeah, he just draws from a well somewhere. I don't know where it is, but we were kind of joking around because a while back, I mean, this is somewhat tragic, but he lost a cat, and he wrote a ton of songs based on that emotion. I mean, it was not about cats, but it was just, he, you know, so we were joking around that we were going to start giving him really old cats.
Right.
So that he could.
So cats would keep dying for the sake of more music.
Exactly.
That's great. That's good stuff. And then, all right, so Tim, you're back here behind the drum set, and I was very pleased to see that when you came in and saw the setup that you have a similar kit like this that we're using here, the electronic drum set, but tricking people with software. So.
Oh, absolutely. I am, you know, I've been playing music for quite a long time now, and I am all for the digital age. I think just like the electric guitar, it's time for the drums to step into that arena also.
And well, more. Careful. There's a lot of people that would disagree
well,
with you, man.
You know what? We're going to have purists.
Yeah,
we're
I know.
Have purists
of course.
With everything, and that's fine, but you can't knock what Jimi Hendrix did with the electric guitar.
No, not at all.
You know, so.
There you go. That's a good point. So you can, you know, fast forward 50 years and you got, you know, a whole new era that's we're right on the edge of right now. Mm-hmm. How did you hook up with Robert and get involved in this band?
Well, I've been in the Florida music scene for over 10 years. I used to play with Black River Circus. I was with Friction Farm. And we covered the scene pretty well.
Okay.
And through word of mouth, you know, they asked me to do a sit-in gig one time when their drummer couldn't make it. And I had so much fun that, you know, not that I wanted to take anybody's gig, but... You know, I kind of sat Robert down on the side and said, hey, you know, if your drummer doesn't, you know, if he has other things to do,
yep.
look me up.
And here you are.
And here we are. A week later, the drummer died. In a mysterious fire.
Right.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah. So it's basically been, you know, what is it?
The
been
Robert Goodman Band Scandal
right.
revealed on Bill Murphy Show.
About 3 years you've
yeah.
been doing this.
Yeah,
it's been
wow.
about 3 years, and we haven't looked back. I mean, it's just like you know, like Rick said, this guy has a wealth of songs. He kind of reminds me of kind of a you know a white Prince, because Prince has like a cellar full of songs. And
you should see my ass.
I would hate to see him in one of Prince's outfits, though.
Right,
I'll tell you that
exactly.
much. Well, no, that's really cool. Thanks for being
yeah,
here, Tim. I
no
really
problem.
Appreciate you
no
being
problem.
Part of this. And Dave, what's your story with Dave? With Robert. Being involved with Robert, I saw you at the show that you did at the Forward Motion Records anniversary party. How long have you been involved?
6 or 7 years.
Yeah, for sure.
A drummer that I used to play in a band with many years ago was about 6 or 7 years ago. Was playing drums for Robert, and they were looking. They didn't have a guitar player at the time, so that drummer called me up and asked me to come jam.
Okay.
We were just a trio, and. Yeah. It took me a long time to accept a guitar player. Not that I didn't want one, but there were so many contrived prima donnas out there that if you even made one suggestion sometimes, they'd you know just blow up. And
yeah.
Dave's so humble and such an artist, just like everyone in the band, you know, great artists on their instrument and their feel and just the music. But Dave, you know, just walked in. It was like a pure blessing, just like Rick was and Tim.
Yeah, I mean, when we sat down and jammed and we started playing his songs, you know, the songwriting immediately struck me. I realized this guy was somebody who knew how to write great songs.
Right, right, right.
And that's it's so inspiring. That's really what inspires me as a player is great music, great songs.
Yeah.
So we had hit it off and it sounded great and I stuck with it. And he's, like everybody said, he's so prolific and such great stuff. He's like...
Let's hear another one. Another one that's going to be from the new album, Everything is Beautiful.
Yeah, this is called Long Time. And just really about getting together with friends or people you haven't seen for a long time. And sometimes they need you to carry them a little bit. And you're willing to do that, even if you haven't seen each other for years. You know, it could be decades, but... You know, when you have a real bond with a friend or family or anybody, that's just the way it is.
And it's called Long Time?
Yeah.
All right, great. Another live performance in the studio. It's the Robert Goodman Band on The Bill Murphy Show.
Let's sit on down and have a themselves a beer and talk about the days gone by forever. It's been a long time coming, a long time coming, whoa, a long time coming, my friend, my friend. A good day is always. Tell me, how's that situation been going down? You know the one that's been dragging your soul down to the ground. Can I help carry some of your burden? 'Cause my friend, it's been a long time coming, a long time coming, whoa, a long time coming, my friends, my friend. A good day is always a fun time again, long time coming, a long time. The summer that purple haze, 'cause you know, you know, you know I love to make you smile. You know it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. Whoa, 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 whoa. To see you, to see you. Oh, it's been a long time coming, long time coming. Good days always,
fun times again,
long time coming, it's been a long time coming, it's been a long time coming, yeah, la 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 la.
Robert Goodman Band live in the studio, right here, right in front of me. That's unbelievable. That's pretty awesome. And sounding really good, guys. Got a nice little bounce with you. You guys really know, you guys can feel each other playing. I can feel it when I'm listening to you guys. I can just, you know, you play off each other. And I love how the dynamics kind of, you know, you just feel dynamics and play off of each other very nicely.
It's a weave.
Yes, good description.
Not
very
from
cool.
India, but we.
I really appreciate you guys coming by. Now, I was looking at the itinerary. I didn't see anything in the immediate future as far as gigs go. So obviously, this is timeless. People can listen to this months from now. But being that it's the middle of October of 2011, what's in the near future for you guys?
A few of us are going to be out of town in November, so we're really kind of taking off November. But we have a gig in Lake Worth, December 10th, Saturday. At South Shores.
So you take a month off. What usually happens when you guys do that and you get back together for that initial time? Is there a rehearsal to kind of make sure that you guys all still like each other and stuff?
I've probably written about 100 songs.
in the month off,
he
right?
writes a song a day, pretty much.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So, we can be away from the music, and yeah, we're a little bit rusty, but we still have the feel, the music's in us, and we do get together, though.
Now, do you guys joke around about him writing a song a day, and you do have, you know, this mysterious giant pile of songs somewhere that haven't yet been recorded? Do you sort of have a personal obligation to yourself to write that often, or is it just something that happens that you can't do anything about? How does that work?
You hit it on the nose. I have no choice. So it's I have an idea. I sit down at the piano every day. I have a really old piano from 10
But I'm wondering what that mindset is. Do you sit down at the piano going, okay, got to come up with something? Or do you sit down at the piano because something has made you sit down to do that?
I sit down to relax.
Okay.
And then comes.
So that's your place.
And then it comes, right? You know, because, you know, we have our day gig, and that's a really tough gig. So the music is just my place. That's where I am, me, you know?
Right.
And then that window opens up, and wherever it comes from, it comes, and it gives me that gift, and I want to give it to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's not about ego, look at me, and all that kind of stuff. It's just about music. And I just, you know, I write so much. I really would love some other artists to take my songs and produce them in their own style or whatever, so the music doesn't die, you know? But that's all right. Some other artists will then one day sit down at a piano or guitar or whatever other instrument.
Right.
And they'll get what I didn't get out there. It'll come around.
Yeah.
It's an energy.
Exactly. Everything out there is there to be written about. I think this is kind of what you're saying. This is very cool stuff. And I love getting into the mind of how you songwriters work. Because, again, it was something I was talking about before that I just, I admire. And I can't relate to how easily sometimes these things come out of you guys. And I appreciate you sharing that those intimate thoughts with us, man.
We really enjoyed being here.
Absolutely.
And
it's so cool. You guys had, you know, and I'm so rude. I didn't offer you guys any beers, anything to drink on the way in. Unbelievable. I'll make up for that here in a couple of minutes when we show up. When we wind up. It's like, I was like, we got to record. Let's get going.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We were going to talk to you about the rider. And
totally forgot about the M&Ms. My God.
No brown M&Ms.
Robert Goodman Band. Appreciate it, guys. Okay, so it's Robert, Rick, Tim, and Dave. Yeah. And we'll look forward to seeing you guys. RobertGoodmanBand.com is where people can find you. I know on Facebook as well. See, what I like to have people do is when they listen to this show, go find Robert Goodman Band on Facebook. We'll have a link for you there to find him. And then, you know, like in a couple of days, you'll see like a whole bunch of new likes because of it.
You know, actually, since I've sold a few CDs already online, some downloads, and then some of the gig last weekend at World of Beer in West Palm. And if you want, again, see us, come to Lake Worth December 10th. Or we also have a gig now at World of Beer December 30th.
Right.
So.
World of Beer. That sounds cool.
Rick will be taking care of his little babies on that night, and we'll be thinking of him.
World of Beer, as opposed to my house, which is void of beer.
That'll be in Coconut Creek. Yeah, there you go. Right.
No, we got some in the fridge all for you guys right now. In fact, let's go raid the refrigerator right now and make sure you guys got well taken care of. Thanks again, Robert Goodman Band.
Thank you so much.
More live performances coming up this month that I'm really, really looking forward to. And as I said before, can't mention them to you now because I don't want to jinx them. But stay closely tuned. Keep liking. Keep sharing. And keep checking us out at BillMurphyShow.com whenever you get a chance. Thanks again, guys.
All right, man.
To the Bill Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.